Hello! WMEC present Boris Quick Learn Russian Guide. Very quick, you learn Russian, no time. So good.
Side 1. Hello.
Привет.
Radio.
Radio.
Godspeed is my favorite band.
Моя любимая группа Godspeed.
Where is the bathroom?
Где туалет?
Side 2. WMUC FM.
WMUC FM.
College Park, Maryland.
В College Park, Maryland.
And now, let's put it all together.
Привет, это Борис из Москвы. Вы слушаете 88.1 WMUC. College Park, Maryland, самый лучший город. Ну, конечно, не так хорошо, как Москва. Я сидел в ГУЛАГе когда-то. И я принимал эту станцию вообще через зубы. Значит, хорошая музыка. See, Russian is easy and fun. Thank you for listening.
The Campus Pantry is a free resource available for all UMD students, faculty, and staff experiencing food insecurity. It is open 5 days a week from 10 to 5 and is located on the ground floor of the South Campus Dining Building, next to the Common Shop. You must swipe your university ID before entering and check out before leaving. Make sure to bring your own reusable bag. For more information, you can visit the UMD Campus Pantry website at campuspantry.umd.edu. That's campuspantry.umd.edu.
I just had a margarita. I'm talking to Maury right now, the Maury Show.
What's up, y'all?
A.K.A. Sugar Plug. This is WMUC FM College Park, broadcasting live from the University of Maryland on 90.5 FM. They call me DJ Boss Player, and I almost forgot my name just now.
Wow.
That lovely voice you hear right there is the Maury Show, A.K.A. Sugar Plug.
Hi, y'all. Straight from the kitchen.
We in the kitchen. We in the kitchen. What you know about that go-go?
I don't actually. As I said, don't take away my DMV card.
You're from Philly, though, so we can't.
Okay, thank you. Don't take away my DMV card.
We can't fault you. You got to grow up in it.
I moved to the DMV in seventh grade, so.
Then we might got to revoke your card.
I'm going to wait, but Howard County, so, you know.
Oh, wow.
I didn't get the go-go. I got the people who knew the go-go and then moved to Howard County.
Howard County's kind of not DMV, if you ask me.
They would be mad
if I said that, but it's kind of true.
I was on the line because I lived in Laurel, so, you know, Laurel goes into three different counties, but I was on the Howard County side.
Yeah.
But I was just an inch away from going to Laurel High School, so.
Basically, the rule is the metro must go to where you at. If the metro don't go there, then you're not DMV, you know.
Okay, well.
But now they're trying to include Baltimore and Richmond just for unity and for marketing and.
Yo, somebody said they're from the BDMV, and I said nobody has ever said that in their life. Like, nobody has ever put the B
that,
in front of the
that
DMV.
That does not exist.
Thank
that
you.
Is, that is not a place.
Included Baltimore as the BDMV.
That is not a real place. Anyway, the revolution will be televised, but it's not be televised, but it's live on your radio right now. This is Pop Culture Revolution, a.k.a. PCR. It's Cinco de Mayo. Holy frijoles.
Oh, my gosh.
Vatos locos.
You better stop.
Got rapping a chokehold. Anyway, nah, let me stop. I had a margarita, you could probably tell. I had one at Doghouse.
Shout out all my
good people at Doghouse in College Park. Man, they hooked the brother up, man.
I sure wish I had a margarita while doing this show. We have a good show.
They got them gourmet burgers and hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's good. It's mucho, mucho bueno.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's Cinco de Mayo, so go out there and celebrate. We're going to pay this PSA. We got a lot of topics for y'all. So much to talk about as usual, you know, because we're conversational.
Mm-hmm.
After all, this is a podcast, you know. We just podding, y'all. We just podding. Anyway, stay tuned, y'all. It's Pop Culture Revolution.
That's good.
Do you like the outdoors? Join the Maryland Adventure Program. This is a student-powered adventure that promotes personal growth and overall wellness. You can tackle a 50-foot wall through rock climbing or gather a group of friends to experience the challenge course. To get more information, log on to crs.umd.edu/Maryland Adventure Program.
Hold on, where was they giving away Chick-fil-A just now?
So there is something, if you're doing food and you're trying to get your products into retail, there's different cohorts you could go to, different free programs. This one's called Culture Cooler. And it's in D.C., and they're just trying to help people get their, you know, launch their businesses, their food businesses, and get retail ready, basically, so you can start selling in stores. Yes, okay. Take advantage of a lot of these free programs out there, y'all.
Yeah, absolutely, y'all.
But they were giving Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A will be provided, and that's funny because I stopped at Chick-fil-A on the way here. Yeah.
Look, I have a question that's burning in my mind right now.
Oh, gosh.
Based on this situation that came up on Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. Social media was on fire. Swiss Beatz said that his wife, Alicia Keys, turned down $9 million in a blank check to perform for 9 minutes to spend time with her. Him. And I'm like, hold up, dog. And my shorty, not even my shorty no more, my wife, but... Between, you know, to me, she's still my shorty because that's my wife, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shorty for life.
Yeah, shorty for life, you know, and I'm her man for life. She sent me the message. She sent me the post and put a bunch of baseball caps on it.
Oh,
sick. Yeah. It's like, it's all cap. I was like, she.
It depends. I mean, it's cap. Jordan, because I wouldn't, because I still need that $9 million. I don't care if I already
got
$9 million.
Nah, it's cap.
It's cap.
There's no way this happened. But even so, would you turn down a bag to spend some quality time with your partner?
I wouldn't think like that's the only stipulation. I think there's probably some other things going on that made her be like,
Yeah, there had to be something else that made her be like, I don't want to do this.
We can spend quality time after I secure the bag.
Because then we can break down the bag together, man. There's a lot of ways you can break down $9 million, yo.
Yeah.
You can go on a $1 million vacation and have $8 million left.
Maybe she just didn't feel like it, you know? Sometimes people might get that money and be like, I just want my peace. I just want to chill. I don't feel like doing
that. That's what it seemed like to me, for real. Like, I don't feel like it.
I'm thinking it's more like, definitely I don't feel like it. Because,
like, somebody wanted her to sing for a private party, and she's like, I'm not liking the situation. And
yeah.
I'm not liking the stage and the lighting and the acoustics.
I just don't feel like it.
The sound system.
When you've been out the game for a minute like that, too, you're not constantly performing. You got to put together a whole production.
Yeah, and do you really have the energy?
Just be like, I don't feel like it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, even me on the level I'm at now, like, say I had planned something with my wife, unless it's something major, like a milestone, like her birthday or an anniversary or something like that. If we just planned a regular date night and some money came up, like big money, like say 10 racks to DJ something. Right. I'm going to be like, babe, I just got offered 10 racks. Is it cool if I take it? If it's not, really just let me know. I'll put it aside. But is it cool? You know, I'm going to give you some of it anyway. So what's good? She would be like, go get the money, babe. We'll go hang out another time. You know what I'm saying? I know that's the response. Oh, I always break her down whatever I get. Like, she's my wife. What's mine is ours.
Yeah.
So that's a given. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. That does sound like Cap. And if it's not Catman, y'all should have broke that bread down, y'all. Y'all tripping. But, hey, what am I to tell Swiss Beats and Alicia Keys anything?
Michael Jordan did that, didn't he?
When did Michael Jordan do that?
He did something like that. He turned down like $100 million.
For what?
A speaking engagement. He was like, no. And then ever since that, they started calling that FU money. They said, when you got that FU money, you don't need it.
Damn, $100 million, that's crazy.
I want to have that much money to be like, I don't really have to do this because I don't feel like it.
He's a billionaire, though, so what does it matter?
So, exactly, that's the FU money. When you finally get to that point where you don't have to take on different opportunities.
That's true. Like, Swiss and Alicia Keys both got super long money, so they don't have to, but it's just what the reason for it just seems kind of unbelievable. It's one thing to say, I didn't feel like it, so I said no. It's another thing to say, I just turned it down to spend time with my partner. That doesn't seem as believable because if you wanted to do it, you would do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Regardless of what is going on.
Don't say that's the reason. Okay, maybe that's why. I don't think the reason is.
Yeah, that's what people, the whole comment thread is like, Cap, 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 Cap. You know what I mean? So, I mean, hey, man, maybe it's true, maybe it's not, but I know what I would do. I am depositing that check.
That reminds me, have you seen how, what's her name, Flo Millie went back to work? So they were talking about Flo Millie and how she performed 9 days after giving birth.
Oh, wow.
So everybody's been like, what is wrong with society that a woman 9 days postpartum has to go back to performing? Like, even if they love their job that much, like, you should really be resting. And
That's really her situation. She's doing music. She's not working for a company. So.
Yeah.
That just means her bag was low, honestly. She needed to get back if she did that.
Yeah.
Because she needed to get her paper back up. So she did that because her situation warranted that. Like, that's not even on anybody in charge of her. That's her.
That was her
choice.
That's when I seen that they were like the recession indicator.
Yeah. Because I know people in their jobs, you know, what's that called? Maternity leave.
Yeah.
They say it's not long enough. It's not fair.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. A lot of people say that maternity leave is not long enough. So
and
the 6 weeks they give, and you know, some people pop back out in 9 days. But you're right; it is kind of like.
And also, they say there's no paternity leave at all. And a guy, you know, the man wanted to be close to his baby too, and get bond with the baby too. So why is there no paternity leave? Most of our companies don't have paternity leave.
Not the bag was low, but I could see that because.
Yeah, that's what it had to be. She had to get back to work because she needed. You know, them rappers be broke. Let's call it what it is. Let's not act like what it's not. You know what I'm saying? Them rappers be broke as a mug, yo.
Nah, for real.
They all owe money to the label.
Yeah.
Very few of them are in the green in their bank accounts.
I gotta read Tina Knowles' book because she was saying that about Destiny's Child when they first got their royalty check. And she said because they had been really good with their money and she had cut corners. You know, like Miss Tina was doing all their costumes and all that. They were DIY and like they were very smart. So she said they didn't have much debt. So when they finally got their royalty checks, you know, they wanted to buy their first cars and they got $84,000 checks. Kelly wanted a Escalade truck. Beyonce wanted the Jaguar. And Miss Tina was like, y'all should really buy the the church 2 new vans. And then buy yourself used cars. And, you know, like, tithe first. Like, she made them tithe first.
Oh, wow.
Imagine you get your first big check from performing and doing all that. And you got to go buy the church some vans.
And you see it paid off, that attitude, because God blessed them.
Yeah,
so,
and
look,
that's what she said. 6 months later, they bought new cars.
Yeah, you know.
You didn't have to wait the whole year.
Yeah, you heard, remember when TLC got freaking ran through by their label and freaking totally taken advantage of and exploited? They were the number one group in the world.
Yeah.
Sold millions of records, and they finally time to get paid. They got a bunch of RAV4s after having, like, the number one songs in the country and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy because they sold millions of records. You'd think they'd be millionaires, but they weren't.
Yeah.
You remember that documentary?
Yep, I sure do. Yep, because everybody was attacking them. Sure. Online, yep, because that's right when Left Eye died. Yeah. Because didn't that whole documentary come out then?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so.
So you're in the Bayhive, right?
I would be a Beyonce fan, but I wouldn't consider myself in the Bayhive. Like,
all right. Have you been to a Beyonce concert before?
Yes, I went to Renaissance. I wasn't particularly interested in Cowboy Carter. I didn't really like this album.
That's what I was saying. The tour is coming to D.C. on July 4th. So people are going crazy. Like, oh, I gotta go. You know what I mean? Because it's going to be July 4th in D.C.
Oh, that's going to be lit. She would come here. She would plan it for here on that date.
But ticket prices are crazy. I heard they range from $150 to thousands of dollars.
I wouldn't be nowhere in the vicinity.
Like, I'm not going to pay $150 to be in the upper deck, yo.
Yeah, no.
Like, I would love to surprise wifey with tickets because she loves Beyonce like every black woman does in America. But it's like, do I really want to spend that kind of bread when it could be so better served elsewhere? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, say my wifey got me Jay-Z tickets, right? Because Jay-Z's been one of my favorite rappers for a lifetime. I would have been like, yo, shorty, like, we could have used this somewhere else. Like, why?
Yeah.
Why did you do that? You know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. Them tickets are mighty pricey. But yeah. I'm not interested in the album either. Yeah. So this is one I would skip if I was most fans.
Yeah. I'm going to go off this one. You know, I went to Renaissance. It was amazing. I went to the one in the rain. So, you know, I got my epic Beyonce performance.
If I would have went to anyone, it would have been On the Run with Jay-Z.
Oh,
then I would have had something for me too.
Yeah.
You know, but I've seen Jay-Z in concert at least 4 or 5 times, I think.
That's good.
Yeah, he's the artist I've seen most in concert besides Kanye.
Yeah, I'm going to start going back to concerts. But, you know, it really gives me anxiety, all the parking and the traffic. So once I get good and, you know, just Uber in and out.
I think I'm over concerts now.
I would go. I think I want to go to more, like, low-key ones, you know? Not, like,
the only
stadiums.
Only concert I'm trying to go at all in the current era is Roots Picnic coming up at the end of this month.
Okay.
In Philly.
Yeah.
And that's around your way.
Yeah.
Because they got D'Angelo performing, Lenny Kravitz, Pusha T, who else? Just a lot of dope artists, man.
Yeah.
Oh, Catronata's DJing, and that's one of my favorite DJs, and not my favorite DJ. You know, of course, the Roots with D'Angelo is already enough. It's already sick.
It is hot. I will say that.
You know, we put in our bid for to see if we get some passes, but we'll see.
And I think it's actually cheaper this year. They made it really cheap and affordable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely went. I'm
trying to pull up the lineup right now because I couldn't remember who was on there. Roots Picnic 2025.
Yeah, let's see what they got going on. Have you heard of Tank and the Bangas?
Tems, too. I love Tems. She's like my favorite female Afrobeat artist.
Okay, Tems, Lotto, Cheesy, Mikel.
Lotto, I want to see Lotto, too. Jeezy.
Wow, that's a
Music,
good.
Soul Child.
That's a good. What day is that? That's
Saturday. And he's going to do I Just Want to Sing, which is my favorite album. Oh, my God.
Celebrating 15 years. Okay.
That's one of my favorite albums of all time. Literally. Like, this is going to be, I got to go to this. Funk Flex is DJing, too. Oh, man. Funk Flex is like my hero, man. Meek Mill randomly going to pull up. Glorilla.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, Pusha T, 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz I'm a fan of, low key.
Look at Jagged Edge Total. Look at that. Not Total. They got y'all back together.
Crystal Waters, randomly as hell. She used to live in my neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah, right, the neighborhood next to mine. Let me not size it, but I knew her daughter back in summer camp. Had a big crush on her.
Oh.
But that didn't work out for me. I don't think my shoes were flying enough.
What's Picnic Food Festival? Oh, my gosh. Why am I not in on this?
Layla, Mos Def's daughter, Layla, is performing.
You said that Mos Def's daughter?
Yeah, Layla. She's a rapper.
Okay. All right.
Man, it's about to be banana. Raheem Devon.
Mm-hmm.
I know him.
He's on the radio now.
Yeah, he's on 96, I think, right?
Yeah. He has a perfect voice for it, too.
Yeah, he was made for radio.
Yeah, he's good for it.
And he could actually put on play his own music, which is crazy. And it would actually fit and be like it'd be a good look.
It does.
That's kind of crazy, right? Oh, man. Roots Picnic. All right.
Yeah. All right, Roots Picnic. Shout out to y'all. No, I passed out in the crowd when I went.
Oh, no. See, that's why I was about to say, like, when is it too old to go to concerts and stuff?
There was a lot of older people there. It was just, I was claustrophobic. One friend I was with, we're not friends anymore, but she wanted to go to the front of the line. She wanted to go to the front, and like, oh my gosh, she had these 2 Deleon drinks, Deleon the Devil. And I took one from her because I was like, girl, you're not drinking both of these strong drinks. Like, I had 2 waters. I had 2 waters because it was so hot. She had 2 Deleon margaritas. And I was like, you take a water, I'll take a margarita because I can't. And it was just like the alcohol and the heat and the claustrophobia. No, I just couldn't breathe. Like, I was getting scared. My heart was beating hot. So I was like, no. I was like, oh, my gosh, I see how people got trampled.
Yeah, man.
Or pass out at the festivals. I was like, I guess that was my, what is it, initiation?
Yeah,
to festival,
I mean,
right?
Look, you got to be careful with the festivals, y'all.
No. And somebody almost gave me one of the, you know, be careful with people and them drugs, okay? Because somebody, like, tried to put something up under my nose. So definitely be careful.
What does that mean? What did they try to put up your nose?
There's this thing that I don't want to say it over the air.
Okay.
Because it is a...
It's a thing?
It's a thing. But they put it up under their nose. They're like, here, you want to take a sniff? And they put it under your nose.
Wow.
Real quick. And then imagine if I inhale, but I move my face away because, you know, you're putting something in my face, so I move my face. But imagine if you took an inhale.
You would have been high.
Yeah.
Very high.
Even more than in the... Mind you, that's the same time I'm... Maybe that's why who knows? Because people just be walking by doing anything. Like, yeah.
Yeah, yo. I mean.
Passing around drugs all the time, you know?
That's what festival life is half about, for real, for real. There's some people who come really just to do that and experience the festival in that manner.
Yeah.
I've always been sober at festivals, maybe just a couple drinks, you know?
Yeah.
I don't need no substances. I'm high off life.
Yep. No.
I'm high off Jesus.
You don't want to be drunk and hot. Like,
that's a terrible combination.
It's a terrible combination. I sat under the pavilion and watched Chief Keef. And I sat through Chief Keef's whole thing, and then I watched Tank and the Bangers right after. Because I was like, and that's how I discovered them as a group. I was like, I actually like them as a group. Because I was like, I'm staying under the pavilion the whole
half
time.
The time I'm at a festival, I'm just looking for somewhere to sit down.
Yep.
I'm like, yo, where can I sit down for a little bit? Because I'm old. But how old is too old? When should we stop going to the festivals?
You're as young as you feel.
Really, that's actually a good point. Like, I feel like at this age, this should be the last festival I go to. If I go to this Roots Picnic by some miracle.
Well, that's only because you feel like you're too old. There's plenty of aunties and uncles at the Roots Picnic.
You're right. But I don't know how they do it because I need a chair. I don't want to see be around all these people. That just sounds like problems and possible altercations.
Well, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Roots Picnic is one of the ones. It's a good festival, but it's hot and it's a lot of people. So, and people, you know, bring their blankets to actually, you know, sit on the lawn and picnic and all that. But you're further away from the stage when you do that. But at least you have a spot to just secure and sit down and go get food, come back to, sit on the lawn?
Like, I went, last festival I went to was Broccoli City Festival when Brent Faiyaz was the headliner.
What was that?
That was a couple years ago, a year or two ago. Yeah, like 2 years ago. And
I got
some passes because I know the organizer, one of the creators of Broccoli City Festival. So he'd be hooking us up and we had some passes. Yeah, they rode us on his golf cart. We got there real late. They rode us on his golf cart all the way to the front. And then they looked at our wristbands. They were like, whoa. Like, where'd you get these? Like, everybody just straightened up real quick. Like, who are these people? Like, it was weird.
And I don't know. I'm looking like somebody's security guard.
I don't know what wristbands he gave us, but it's like, yo, these are some special wristbands. Everybody straightened up.
Move out the way.
They gave us a golf cart all the way to the stage. Mm-hmm. And we watched Brent Faiyaz because that's one of her favorite artists because he's from Colombia.
Yeah.
And that was cool. You know,
that's what's up.
That was, I didn't need, but we were both like, eh. And then we went and got food afterwards. We both on the same page, like, we don't need to keep doing this. Like, because we've been to Broccoli City, I think, like, at least two or three times together.
Okay.
You know, and it's like, we really like the WizKid Gunna year that they had the festival.
I seen WizKid at Roots Picnic. He was good. I liked him there, and I was like, look at his diamonds. Them African diamonds hit different.
No, oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I said, ooh, y'all ain't got these. Y'all definitely do not have these diamonds. They were so,
you know, I'm glad you brought up diamonds because, you know, I have a different relationship with diamonds than most people because my mom's from Sierra Leone. And, you know, the diamond trade is real harsh over there. It's actually savage. The diamond trade is no other word for it but savage and brutal. And there was a whole civil war where the diamond trade was incorporated into that.
Right.
You may have seen the movie Blood Diamond.
Yeah.
With Jaime Hansu and Leonardo DiCaprio.
And then Kanye did his diamonds off forever.
Yeah, and that's my people. Like, my family is real prominent in Sierra Leone. My great-grandfather he helped found Sierra Leone. He was a great businessman. He was the mayor of the capital, Freetown, like 9 times in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of the founders. And there's a big mansion called the Malama Thomas House. That's why I'm named Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
The Malama Thomas House is still there. And that's where people know that house. You know what I mean? So anyway, so I'm just saying I got deep ties in Sierra Leone.
No, that's a good point, though.
And it's like, I don't, that makes me really not rock with diamonds. Like, I'm totally familiar.
Yeah, so how does it feel when other African artists are all blinged out in their diamonds, you know? Or is there any, like, stigma?
It's not even like that. I just know people
have diamonds.
It's like how you would feel if you're a vegetarian and somebody's eating meat. I don't think you'd feel offended.
Okay.
You just know they don't know.
Okay.
You know, they're coming from another place, another culture.
Yeah.
They wouldn't know what you know. They
even like fellow Africans. I know it's not the same country.
It's a different country.
But,
different country.
Okay. Just because.
We are like that. And if you're African, you don't look at things as one Africa.
Yeah, okay.
You look at it from the standpoint of your country and your tribe. That's how you look at things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not offended with other people wear diamonds. I just know it's a personal choice.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make. And people don't even know. Diamonds is just marketing. Like,
Like
before a certain era, like 1930s or 40s, I think it was, people didn't even put diamonds on their wedding rings. It was just a gold band or whatever you wanted to put on there.
Yeah.
And then the diamond trade, the diamond companies, it was De Beers, came up with this whole marketing scheme, like, diamonds are forever, a diamond is a girl's best friend.
No, and you're so right, because I watched that in my psychology class. It was the diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Yeah.
And that's how they started getting y'all.
And then they put diamonds on Elizabeth Taylor in movies because she was the hottest actress.
Were we in the same psychology class? That's weird.
No, it's just because it's fact. Everybody can look this up themselves.
Not for real.
And then all of a sudden it just spread like virally before viral. And everybody's like, oh, I got to have a diamond. And then they make up this weird criteria that you got to spend 20% of your paycheck on an engagement ring. And none of this is true. The fact is, diamonds aren't even rare. They store them in warehouses to keep them rare. They got a whole bunch of diamonds stored in warehouses, just piled up just to keep them rare on the market, just to keep the price going up. You know what I mean? So it's not even a rare stone for real.
Yeah.
So, like, what are you really buying?
What are we ever really buying or consuming? I mean,
everything. If you want to do economics 101, everything's price is not what the actual intrinsic value of it is supply and demand. What's going to dictate something price is supply and demand. And one of the oldest tricks in the book is to make something rare to increase the price of it and the value of it. That's why they only release a certain number of Jordans and they stop. Because they know that'll drive up the price. Or like designer clothes, same thing. Only a certain amount come out, they have a certain line, and then that's it. The certain number could be reached, and then they won't release any more because they know that'll increase the price. Mm-hmm. You know, because that's just human nature. That's just how it works.
Like, that's why y'all getting carrot cake this week and no red velvet, because I need to create the hype and the desperation for the red velvet.
Yes,
I adopt those same things, and I'd be like, no. And then if y'all stop, and if people stop buying a particular thing, I'll stop making it if I see the sales go down.
Like, I got a gold wedding ring on right now. Like, what is the real value of gold when you think about it? You can't eat it. You can't build a house with it. You can't build a car with it. You can't put it on, wear it as shoes. It just looks good and it's shiny.
Yeah.
Just because it's demand, people want it because it looks good and shiny. It makes me look like royalty when I put it around my neck. Mm-hmm. People pay for it.
Yeah.
That's it. It's because it's certain qualities it has as a metal. That's what makes people pay for it. So it's like, you can't be fooled by just supply and demand and rarity and high fashion and all these type of things. There's no reality to it. It's not real, you know? So even my fiance, I told her all this. We talked about it. We had this whole discussion, everything I'm telling you right now. Because she wanted a diamond ring. And I said, are you willing to get a lab-made diamond? Because I feel more comfortable doing that because at least I know nobody's arm got chopped off for it. And she's like, yeah, she didn't put up no fuss or nothing. She's like, yeah, that's cool. And you totally understood where I was coming from. And she loves her engagement ring. So
I know. Why are you can't tell the difference? Can you tell the difference?
You can't. Not really. Unless you put, I mean, even if you put under a microscope, I don't think you could really, really tell.
Who's doing all that?
You know? So really? It still costs a pretty penny, too, to get a lab-made diamond. It's not like it's cubic zirconia or something like that. It still costs bread to get a lab-made diamond. So it's not like I just went cheap on her. It's cheaper than an original diamond, whatever you would call it.
But it's also the integrity behind it.
Yeah,
so.
You know, there's a reason for it, you know?
Yeah, but that speaks to your marriage, so. Yeah.
And at the end of the day, this is something I want all of my friends and people and listeners getting engaged right now. It's not about the ring you buy. It's not about the wedding reception. It's about the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get caught up in spending a lot, going broke for a wedding, an engagement ring, or a wedding ceremony reception. You're better off putting that on a down payment of a house, you know? Like, save up. Save your bread.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's all I got to say about that. I'm kind of a hypocrite because we had a big wedding reception, but I didn't pay for it. Anyway, just leave that alone.
Man, what?
But yeah, speaking of getting married, guess who got married recently?
Who?
Kevin Gates and Brittany Renner.
Oh, gosh. Did they really, though?
It's a real thing. She was flashing the ring and everything.
Okay,
but like, did they get married or did they get engaged? Let's hold on.
Yeah.
Let me get this straight.
I think engaged because he's still probably legally married.
To who?
Draco.
Kevin Gates.
Look, even wife is going to come over Drica. See?
Let me just type in both of them. Wait, what is going on?
I can't. Something about
husband.
Just...
They put exclamation. They put quotations around husband.
Something about them two, just no.
It makes you a little sick, don't it?
It makes me sick because of, like, the type of man he is.
I think they're married, yo. Yes, it appears that Kevin Gates and Brittany Renner are in a relationship. They have seemingly confirmed their romance with public displays of affection on social media posts.
Nobody confirmed it yet.
Renner has even been seen wearing an engagement ring and referring to Gates as her husband. While there's no official confirmation of engagement or marriage, the couple's actions and interactions suggest a serious romantic connection. So, yeah, it's not confirmed. To me, this seems like more clout chasing from them. Like, They're both in his high-level clout chasers.
High-level clout chasers, but also they probably are really in just like made for each other.
They would like each other.
Look at her background. You got to look at her background and look at his background too. Like those type of toxic. It's a toxic.
Yeah, they're made for each other.
Yeah,
they're both hoes.
That's what it is.
They're both toxic.
But that's what it is.
They're both clout chasers.
That's what makes people turn up their nose at it, because you know it's not that we don't believe that y'all's relationship is serious. It's that y'all are two toxic people.
I feel like it's good guaranteed to become abusive after a certain point.
Mm-mm.
He's going to turn bad real quick, real ugly.
No, and because the fact that she changed her whole religion, and, oh, no, you just got to know those type of men.
Can't turn a hoe into a housewife. It's been said since been pimping, since been pimping,
and
since been pimping.
Just like, I could see him just wanting a submissive wife and just taking full advantage of. And her over there trying to play a role of being like this new, you know,
yeah,
this new Muslim woman.
He could try it. I don't know if she could cook, but she got to learn quick. You know, she got to clean up around the house. Do you know what you signed up for, bro? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see. I ain't hating on them, but it is kind of like, I don't want to see them. Because
I just want them out of the news at this point. I don't want to.
Yeah,
hear about
I'm
it
like,
no
y'all
more.
Go take y'all little situation somewhere else. Like,
but they going to be back. Trust us. Like,
nah, I'm...
They're going to find another way to get headlines and go viral again. Because that's what they do. They know how to do that.
Kevin Gates. Like, you know, well, I can't say anything.
Do you remember that whole fiasco where he was talking about LeBron? And he was talking about...
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. I sure did. And it's like...
He was talking about LeBron. She don't give him the googly eyes enough.
Like, but he specifically said
his that LeBron. Basically, what he said was, like, LeBron's wife. In other words, I can't use on the air. He said right. LeBron's wife doesn't give him the googly eyes enough. Like she don't look at him right. Like she don't look at him like a king. Basically,
but as a certain demographic of women is what he was really saying afterwards.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He's like that. I love the way that those.
Caucasians,
yes,
look at him. Yeah, and then the black women don't look at him like that.
And it's like
his own wife don't even look at him like that.
But that's a problem.
That's not true,
but
though.
But you see, that's a problem when you're dating. See, that's why the light-skinned girls and the mixed girls, they always get the bad rap, because it's like, you're dating a mixed girl. She half black, half white, whatever she is. And now she's sitting there giggling at it. And it's like, girl, no, that's a problem.
And then LeBron clapped back so good, like, a king doesn't concern himself with the opinion of peasants, and had a picture of his wife giving him the googly eyes, which is already out. And there's multiple pictures.
It's like they've
been married there's multiple pictures of her giving him the googly eyes.
What? First of all, they've been married for so long. They live together. Like, what do you even... First of all, number one, let's rewind. Don't ever put your mouth on somebody else's marriage.
100%. Big facts.
That's one thing you don't do.
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
Yeah, and you don't even want that rebuke, because God don't play about covenants.
Yeah, that's karma, so, for real. That's definitely karma.
So, we already see where this is about to go. And that's why I said, and you're dating a mixed girl, okay? Fetishizing how these Caucasian women fetishize over you.
Like, the real question is, who's going to cheat first?
Yeah.
That's what the Vegas betting line is on.
You know it's going to be him.
I don't know. She be going. So it could easily be her.
That too, but I think I could see her really trying to change and become a new person. But baby girl, no. You cannot. He's not the type of man you go to for that, because he knows your demons. The demons in him.
He's not going to pour into your spirit.
Yeah.
And help you grow into a better woman.
And you think he will, because he's talking all this spiritual yada, yada, yada.
But it's all game, though. It's all game with him.
You don't know the difference. When you don't know the difference, that's how they get you.
To me, it's like, how could you not tell? Look at this man.
Everybody can see that, but she already had a crush on him. She like those type of men, they just have this alpha, like, and you think they're talking something.
To
like,
me, it's beta, though. It's not alpha. It's beta to me.
It's more so like, yeah, they're predators.
That I'll agree with.
They're definitely.
He's a like, definite predator.
He's a predator. He's manipulative. He already said, yeah, he gonna say, I mess with so-and-so. And what? He already said that in the video. When the other girl, when he got with Brittany, there was another girl. who got mad and was like, you were just with me, da 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 da. Mind you, he's still legally married to Drinka.
Wow.
It's like, man, first of all,
this is toxicity wrapped in toxicity wrapped in toxicity.
It is toxic because it's like he's still legally married, girl. Whether he's been with her or not, and you parading around a ring. It's tacky.
Yeah.
This is not a free man. And because you're under the you know, a new religion, you're going to, like, just go with it.
This is doomed to fail. It's headed for disaster.
You haven't even studied the religion long enough. Let me tell you.
It's doomed to fail. It's headed for disaster, yo. Like,
I bless him.
We got to pray for them because this is going to be this could end real bad, you know.
I wish them well.
Yeah, I wish them well too. You know, I don't wish bad on anyone, but if the past is any indicator, the future does not look bright. Is all I got to say.
That's, yeah.
Like you said, if she was trying to really reform, it would have to be with a guy who's earnestly trying to do that.
Yes.
But he not in that direction at all. It's very easy to see. He's very, very content with who he is and playing around with people. So she gonna get played with, it look like. But
it'll be good for the first 3 months, girl. Trust me, been there, done that.
Until he gets tired of hitting it. That's what's gonna go
bad. Yeah, been there, done that.
It's gonna go bad at that point.
Until he decides he wants something else.
Yeah, pretty much. Yo, you heard about what happened with Shedeur Sanders, Deion Sanders' son?
Oh, like they just kept overlooking him?
So he was one of the top quarterbacks in the college football last year as a senior. At, I think it was Colorado, his dad's school, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And he got the Biletnikoff Award, just for like one of the top quarterbacks in the country. Mm. He threw for over 4,000 yards. Like he's not like he's a slouch. You know what I mean? Like he's a real prospect. But people were projecting him in the second round. You know, because he's only 6'1". You know what I mean?
Wow.
So like most quarterbacks these days, they want him to be 6'3", 6'4", and up.
Yeah.
You know, because you got to be able to see over the offensive line in front of you in the NFL. So that kind of set him back. But he's really athletic. You know, he is Deion Sanders' son. And back in college, he played with a really bad O-line, and he still managed to succeed.
Mm.
So they're like, yo, he's got potential. So they project him as the second round. This dude dropped all the way to the fifth round.
Mm.
And people's like, yo, what's up with that? And it's like, yo, is it racism? Is it like, were they trying to humble him?
And then Trump even commented.
You know, what happened? What did Trump say?
He said that it's a shame that's what's happening because he has good genes, basically. He's like, he's a good athlete and he has good genes. He comes from a good family or something like that.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything negative. He was basically saying, I don't know what's happening in the NFL. Like, it's a shame.
Yeah, exactly. And so he's
kind of honest. Trump has his prized possession.
Trump knows what to say to get the people on his side.
Yeah, and he be having his little tokens.
that making a statement like that, Trump is very intelligent at that. You might not like him, but he knows how to get the people going. And something like that's going to get the people going. Like, I like Trump. Do you hear what he just said? I like that he said that. Because a lot of people feel that way. Mm. And it's a low-risk statement. It doesn't hurt his politics in any way.
No.
Or change any of his doesn't change any of his policies at all. But it gets people to just like him and be on his side.
Yeah.
Trump is very good at those type of statements, yo.
Yeah.
That's something.
He'll pop out like him freeing Kodak a little
bit. Yeah, freeing ASAP Rocky. It's a similar thing. Doesn't hurt anything.
Yeah.
But it just gets people to be like, yo, he's cool.
First of all, you see that poor man that still can't come home? Sorry, because we were talking about Trump. So.
Yeah.
It made me think about the guy who can't come home. They're trying to say he's
Salvadorian?
Yes, he's MS-13, so they're trying to say. But the fact that the White House keeps posting, like, propaganda.
Yeah.
Is crazy. Why are y'all trolling?
They put a whole poster out with his face on it, said he's MS-13 on it.
Then did you see that they put the posters of the people they deported on the front lawn of the White House?
Wait, what? They put the poster on the front lawn?
So people that, look it up. People that they just deported, they put up poster signs, like, in the lawn.
Posters on
White House lawn. Yeah, the mugstash, yep. Look at this.
Oh, come on, man. The ad blocker thing. Where's CNN's page? Because they never have the ad blocker thing. All right, well, screw it. Anyway.
Yeah, but...
There it is. But yeah, I saw what you were talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, so it's like, who does this?
Mike.
He's sick.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Who does that to the American? Like, you know, it's like you're running a whole country. Why are you trolling people? Like, it's a game. Like, he just be like, now do this, now do that.
We'll get back to that. I did want to mention one more thing about Shedeur Sanders because this is really noteworthy. You heard about the prank that kid did on him?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, basically, defensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons, he left his laptop open, and his 21-year-old son, this is what he claims. He claims he left his laptop open, and his 21-year-old son found the number and then prank called Shedeur Sanders and said he was getting drafted to the New Orleans Saints during the first round of the NFL draft. And Shedeur believed it. He bought it. And he said, looks like you're going to have to keep waiting, and hung up on him. Which is like, we got to really, really understand what happened to understand the gravity of this. Like, this kid's dad was in the NFL. He's been playing football his whole life. He's been dreaming about this probably since before he could freaking walk and talk of playing in the NFL. You know, he put his whole life into this, tens of thousands of hours of hard work, of dreaming of this night to finally get drafted. He doesn't know where he's going to get drafted. Right. And there's a lot of speculation that he might drop. Then he finally gets a call, oh, I'm about to go to the Saints in the first round. And then you find out it's a prank. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's messed up.
No, yeah, that was very, very tacky.
It's nasty.
It's
crass. It's crass. You know, it's cruel, actually. The word is cruel.
Yeah, people are terrifying.
You know, and then not only that, the kid was stupid enough to videotape it and put it on the internet.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So guess what happened?
Yeah.
His dad got fined $100,000, and the Atlanta Falcons got fined $100,000. Do you know what type of butt whooping you would get if you got me fined $100,000 as my son? I might disown you. Because I know as a defensive coordinator, his money ain't that long.
That's what they were saying. That's what they were saying. It was like, they don't even make $100,000.
Like, where is he going to get this money from? He's going to have to go into deep into his 401k or
that's
whatever.
That's your job. When you think about it, you just made your dad lose his job.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to lose his job behind
it. He won't lose his job, but he could. You understand? Like,
already, though, we know he lost $100K. Like, that's crazy, yo. Like, come on, man. You gotta be smarter. Think smarter, not harder.
Yeah, you don't ever want to get your parents in trouble. You ever got your parents in trouble? I definitely have.
I don't think I ever have, actually, now that I think about it.
We got our parents in trouble with the military. That was not good.
Dang, I just realized I don't think I've ever got my parents in trouble. Let me think. I've definitely been in trouble.
And
myself.
It wasn't even us. The people just blamed us. It was somebody else. And they blamed us.
Have I ever got my parents in trouble, yo? I must be a good kid, I guess.
You just got yourself in trouble.
I got enough trouble for myself.
Yeah.
That's what that means. Got enough trouble for myself. Yeah, man. But back to the lawn. What is the truth about this guy? Was he MS-13 or not, yo?
Well, who knows? I don't know.
Because how could you know with both sides claiming two different things?
Yeah, yeah.
How do we really know? Do we know his record?
And like, his tattoos. Can we? Can we Google his tattoos? They're trying to say there's symbolism because they're not even spelling out. It's just the symbolism of it. And then also now they try to post the FBI video saying he was smuggling people into the country.
Like, can we Google his record for real? We can't do that. So how do we know? How do you? People just, you're gonna claim whichever side you're on.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to say is what's going on. If you're a Democrat, you're going to say he's a good guy and he's not MS-13.
Yeah.
He's a great citizen. If you're a Republican or a conservative or a Trumper, you're going to say, nah, he's MS-13. Send him to El Salvador, where he belongs. They took our jobs.
They didn't take nothing. Y'all don't want the jobs.
They took our jobs. Yeah. Oh, yo, gosh. On a lighter note, I really want to know your opinion on this. First, I got to look at you. I had to study you for a second. No, you'll see, you understand this second.
Okay.
I had to make sure to see if you was going to be biased.
Check my temperament.
I had to, no, not even that. I had to make sure you wasn't going to be biased on this.
All right.
I had to see if you wear long eyelashes, long fake eyelashes. Like, no. do women need to be doing this? Can we believe this in 2024 or 2025?
I like eyelashes, but I don't get them as often just because, you know what? I like lashes and I like a good natural lash when I know that I don't want to do anything else to my face or like my hair, even if my hair's not done. Like, lashes are the one thing that's going to make your face pop. Now, the big wispy ones, you know, some people are more expressive than others, but I'm not a fan of the, like, it looking like fake eyelashes, not to me. I like them to look very natural, like I just have on mascara, but.
Listen, let me get this for all the men out there. I'm speaking on behalf of all men, I think, especially black men. If y'all are doing these lashes for us, y'all don't need them.
We're not.
We don't like them.
I don't know one woman that's doing lashes for a man.
Because we don't like them. We don't like them.
I don't think that's our thought at all. I just think it like it's a thing that makes our face pop. It makes our face look good, regardless. You don't even have to have it for other women or for yourself. We're doing it for ourselves. It's like, you know, if I want to look good, or it's like getting my hair done. Just how you get your hair cut. You know.
I'm trying to think of the male equivalent. I don't think there is one for.
There might not be. We have more beauty standards than y'all, but you know, y'all ain't got to be like us all the time. Let us do our thing. Stay out of women's business. Next question.
Look. I think it's relevant because we're married to y'all. We got to date y'all.
This is a personal problem. It sounds like you got a personal problem.
It is personal. Okay. I don't like it.
Well, you need to go highlight the person.
I don't like it.
I had a man start picking out my eyelashes. But no, because he started picking on them. He's like, I'm confused. He's like, you have long eyelashes. I was like, they're not mine. But yeah, and I was like, and he's like, huh? I'm confused because where's the strip? And I was like, that you used to two different type of women, baby. I don't do the strip. I get the individuals, okay? The individual strands that go in. And so he started trying, and I was like, they're starting to come out, you know? Because they start falling out, too, after a while. So you gotta
right along that same train of thought, what's up with the caked up makeup? Like, is that necessary?
No, I'm not into that.
We caking it on now? Like, we just cake. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're just a hater.
I'm not a hater. I'm just tired. Like, come on, let's stop. Like, it's not necessary. Like, light makeup, I understand y'all going out on date night. You're trying to look fresh and fly. Put some light makeup on, some foundation, some blush, maybe.
Tell you that people want to look like other people, look like something else? They want to look like a whole different person. They want, you know.
But if you're naturally beautiful, you're naturally beautiful.
They don't feel naturally beautiful.
Well, look, if you're naturally beautiful, just let yourself be naturally beautiful and leave that caked up mess to the ones that can't do it on their own.
Okay, you know what I mean? I was going to say, now, because there is a time where, okay, somebody might not be as physically attractive or they're not constantly given a reassurance that they are. So they do these type of things, you know, to be more attractive. And it's like, well, what are they supposed to do if ain't nobody checking for?
I'm not against that. Like, if you less attractive and you're trying to doll yourself up, do what you do because you're helping yourself, cool. But this statement is for the women who are naturally beautiful. Just be that way, yo.
No, because we can always take it up a notch.
Don't force it. Don't force the issue. I'm just saying light makeup is cool at all times. You know what I'm saying? But getting caked up, like, unless it's your wedding day or something, you're doing a photo shoot.
But also, it's artistic, you know? Expression.
I hear that, but I'm not gonna win this fight.
Oh yeah, no, I told you to stay out of women's business 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, we're gonna get deeper into women's business right now.
Oh god,
are BBLs out of style now?
What?
Are natural bodies back in style?
First of all, natural bodies have always been in style. Don't let nobody fool you. There's more people with a natural body than a BBL, okay?
That's true.
So when you walk down the street, most people do not have a BBL. Even in Miami, even living in Miami, okay, it's still a lot of people with natural bodies.
Okay, that's true.
Because a lot of people cannot afford those type of bodies. Let's start there. A lot of people don't have $10,000-$20,000 to spend on plastic surgery. Now, there are some people who can make that money, like, and they are a part of the lifestyle that promotes those type of things, like rappers, bottle girls, strippers, Instagram models, influencers, things like that, but that where they're constantly in the public eye, and it's like a thing, you know? It's the culture of it. But a normal person, don't nobody care about that.
Yeah, that's true.
Most of us are going right down to Planet Fitness paying our $19.99 a month.
Yeah, that's actually true. I like that perspective. You know, you can get caught up on social media. If you're watching, looking at Instagram, all these Instagram models, you might think everybody's got a BBL. And you look at all these female rappers like Latto and...
It's the nightlife culture. Like, they, and the rapper girls want to look like the strippers. Queen Latifah and them were not like that. You understand? Like,
we talking about now, though. That's the whole point.
But that's what I'm saying, the evolution. Yeah. It's like now the rapper girls want to look like the strippers.
Yeah, absolutely. And their music reflects what strippers do.
Yeah.
So, who out of all the female celebrities now, who do you think has the best BBLs?
You know what? I actually said this to myself the other day. I was like, I really like SZA's body.
SZA actually did a good job.
And I think she's proportional. Her shape is very unique.
Did you see the movie with Keke Palmer?
Yeah.
So she looked really good in that movie. Yeah. And I was like, whoa, she's really, because honestly, she wasn't that as attractive as that before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of crazy that surgery actually helped in her case and dramatically. Like, she looks way better now.
Yeah, I like SZA. SZA got good work done. And I feel like her body is very, like, unique. I don't know. It doesn't look like Botch body.
It doesn't. It looks proportionate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she could have been, like, a curvy girl that just works out.
That's what it looked like, for real.
Yeah.
I think Latto actually looks good with a BBL.
Okay, yeah, Latto's you can't tell either. Latto's don't look weird at all. Hers looks very natural.
Yeah.
Like, you would forget that these girls have no butt at all. Yeah.
Kim Kardashian also, that's a given. She's got the best surgeons.
She's the OG.
She got the best surgeons in the game, though. Like, her whole family, for real, because you could put in that category for best surgery. Because all their surgery looks real natural. Kylie be looking kind of crazy in certain angles, but, you know, the rest of them. Who's the older one? Courtney's the older one, right?
Yeah, Courtney don't have no...
She got nothing.
No, Courtney stayed away from all that.
She's the OG.
Yeah.
Who else? I mean, what about Summer Walker? Summer Walker I don't like so much.
And the thing about Summer could have stayed the exact same as she was when she came out. Summer did not need to do
that. That was unfortunate, right? That she did all that.
Because she really didn't need to at all.
I hate when that happens. Kind of like Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim was so cute.
Yeah.
That she messed it all, jacked her face up.
Yeah.
Now she look like Jack the Ripper.
Definitely didn't need to.
She look like a pumpkin now.
Well, okay, they always say Lil' Kim got reconstructive after she got, like, beat in her face. Like, she was abused.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's always the thing with Lil' Kim, because I remember every time somebody says Lil' Kim talk about her, they'd be like, well, she had reconstructive surgery. That's how she started getting her plastic surgery, because she was getting abused.
Oh, that's sad. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mm.